Do you pay attention to what happens when you draw? Not to what's being said, to what's being done to your mind. That's not what I'm referring to in any way. Sometimes that's not up to you, is it? No. I mean, what you do when you draw. Do you pay attention to the way your body reacts? Or the way your mind responds? Do you pay attention to the way your muscles grow slack? The way your eyes close or just grow heavy? Whatever specifically trance means to you, do you know? Maybe it doesn't look much different from just sitting with your eyes closed. Maybe it's completely different. You go loose and limp and floppy. So many different ways to respond, aren't there? But we're going to focus particularly on one of them today. On one response. One stereotypical response that, well, is such a lovely sign of how much control you've lost. I'm talking about drooling when you go so deep. About being so deep that your muscles, your face is so relaxed that your mouth just hangs open slightly. Being so deep in trance that your mouth isn't even something you're aware of. And maybe sometimes you come up after those deep, deep trances to find you've made a mess all over yourself. You've leaked from your mouth all over your chest. Because you don't have any control, and really, losing control of your own face, that's quite something, isn't it? As you sink so deep, maybe you can feel those muscles relaxing now. Maybe your head tilts forward as you relax, and you can just feel that saliva starting to pool, ready to leak from your lips and drip down. Ready to show how deeply you've fallen with each drip and drop from your mouth. You drip and drop deeper too. Maybe that's something that usually happens. Maybe that's something that's just going to happen this time for me. But either way, you can imagine how wonderfully helpless and controlled it will make you feel. Can't you? How good it'll feel to make a bit of a mess. A harmless mess, but one that you can't help but be reminded by. That you are helpless. That your body's not yours to control. That when you're this deep, it's all you can manage to be aware of the fact you're leaking down yourself. Let alone try and affect it. That's it, and it feels so good to sink, and the deeper you sink, the better that feels. Messier you get. Feeling good. With that particular response, well, that gives me something to use, doesn't it? Saliva. It's underutilized. Because really, such a complex thing, such an intimate, personal thing. And I can use that. I can use that as you feel it, pooling or dripping. You can find that whenever your saliva is out of your mouth, it's just so intense that your own saliva works as a personalized, specific aphrodisiac just for you. That your saliva out of your mouth, whether because you've drooled down yourself like a helpless toy, or licked your fingers, that as long as it's out of your mouth, it makes you tingle in the best ways. Wherever it touches on your body feels sensitive, horny, needy, and building up an overall feeling of want and lust and need. Not in your mouth, of course. When it's in your mouth, that's where it's meant to be. But if you drool, if you're so helpless that you can't keep it in there, or you lick your fingers, or even lick your lips too enthusiastically, you'll find your skin tingling, thrilling. And as it dries, you can feel that aphrodisiac absorbed into your skin. Because I can modify your body just as I can modify your mind. Modify it to produce that aphrodisiac. I am doing, I have done. So if you're drooling, you can feel as it slips down your chin or drips onto your chest. Feel that pleasure rising, can't you? Each drop, each trail, getting stronger and stronger, feeling better and better, up and up, down and down. Because the deeper you got, the less control you have. The deeper you've got, the more my words affect you and the better that aphrodisiac gets. This isn't just while you're in this trance. No, you're going to find this sticking. You're going to find this change I've made to your body lasting. You're going to find that absently licking a finger to turn a page of a book is suddenly something that's going to send a spike of pure pleasure through you. That if you are absent-mindedly touching yourself and drool down your body, you're going to find yourself so fucking horny and needy and desperate, and it's going to make that touching so intense. And if you lick your fingers and then use that to touch yourself, well, you can just feel, imagine right now how sensitive, how wonderful that touch will be. And you'll find that the hornier you get, the more you drool and leak. Because of the aphrodisiac that your mouth is now producing, well, your body knows how good it makes your pleasure feel, so the more pleasure you feel, the more saliva you produce, and the more you just drool down yourself. Drooling and leaking and horny. And the hornier you get, the more you drool, and the more you drool, the hornier you get as it spills over your skin and sets it afire with sensation. With lust and want, with feeling so good. Imagine it dripping down your chest, a line of fire. Maybe you don't need to imagine, maybe that's what's happening right now and you feel so good. Or using your saliva on your fingers as you play with your nipples, making them sensitive. And making that touch so deliciously pleasurable. So many options for how that customized aphrodisiac is going to make you feel. It's going to make you feel so very good. That's it. Well, there's one other thing that aphrodisiac's going to do to you. because I want you to be able to enjoy it. I'm also modifying your saliva to block a certain response to that pleasure. You'll find that the more saliva soaks into you, the longer it will be before you get to come. The more you drool down yourself, the more mindless you find yourself, the more horny you find yourself from that aphrodisiac soaking into those sensitive areas of you, the longer it'll be. Because as long as that aphrodisiac's on your skin, as long as you've got drool down yourself, you won't be able to come. So you've got to be careful. Because if that aphrodisiac starts to overwhelm you, if you start to find yourself so horny that you're just drooling and touching and get lost in it, you could be there for some time, just touching and touching and touching, closer and closer, never quite coming, because that drool is just making you so horny and so desperate, and there's nothing you can do about it, because you can't stop that wonderful cycle. Maybe. Maybe you'll just have to be careful. So many options. How will you approach it? How will you make sure you don't get overwhelmed by your own pleasure in that way? That aphrodisiac, that orgasm block so closely tied together, the better you feel, the more of it that covers you, the hornier, the better every touch feels, but you can't come. You can't. Because it's all the same thing. Because you know, don't you, that the best way to feel so good is to not actually come. So the aphrodisiac works by not letting you come. That's what feels so good. That's what makes you feel so wonderful. That's why your saliva dripping down you now feels so intensely wonderful. Because it won't let you come. Because that aphrodisiac overwhelms you and runs through you and makes you feel so very good. With each drip from your mouth. Each lick of your lips. It's only when there's none of that delicious aphrodisiac on your body can you come. And as you get close, it makes it so difficult not to drool all over yourself, doesn't it? You messy little thing. Won't that be so good? Won't that feel so wonderful? To be lost in it. To know that as you get hornier, you're just going to drool more, and as you drool more, you'll just get hornier with no end in sight. Poor, helpless thing. That's it. And, well, you'll find that this modification, this change to your body, to how your body produces saliva, to what it does, is going to last until you next come. Only an orgasm can reset how your saliva works. Only an orgasm can put you back to normal. So you're going to have to get clever, going to have to be careful, figure out how you're going to manage it. Good luck, because only an orgasm is going to give you back that ability to come with saliva over you. But then, of course, when it does, that saliva will just be spit. No aphrodisiac, no intensifier, and then you'll need to come and listen again to get that wonderful feeling again. Every orgasm then, just a challenge. Poor thing, trapped in there. Loving that. Such a good, drooly, messy toy for me. Well done. So when I bring you back up, You'll feel so good, of course. Drool down yourself, already having such an intense effect on you. And when you come back up, you'll feel wonderful. Sexy. Needy. Denied. As I count you down from 10 and you rise back up, you can feel my words settling deeper into your mind. Feel that change that I've placed upon your body, wrapping around you. And feel so wonderfully obedient, because you've listened so well, my drooly little toy. As you come back up, in 10, rising for me now, 9, coming back to your body, 8, returning to wakefulness nice and slowly, 7, coming back up for me, 6, returning to reality, 5, your muscles less heavy, 4, everything returning to normal other than the triggers I've placed upon you. 3, nearly there now. 2, eyes opening up. And 1, fully awake for me.